For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? It's All-Star and World Series champ Nick Swisher here, and I'm stoked to tell you about my new podcast, The Nick Swisher Show, right here on Podcast One. If you know me, you know I've worn a lot of hats in my career, and each one of them has had highs, lows, and a whole lot of learning in between. And that's exactly what I'm bringing to this podcast. You're going to get crazy interviews with athletes from their struggles to their successes and all their unbelievable superstitions along the way. You're going to hear from hometown heroes that are stepping up to the plate and making positive change and influences in their communities. I mean, we've got scientists, coaches, comedians. I'm telling you, whether you're an athlete, a parent, a coach, or just looking for a little energy in your life, then Home Plate is right here. It's old school soul with new school vibes. It's the Nick Swisher Show, coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, in this scintillating episode, we'll get into Sonny not being in the cars.
Yeah, skip it out on
being in the cars. We'll get into the Velocity event that's going on this weekend. We'll also get into Gordon Murray in a really very cool Ford Escort sleeper that he's done. Such an impressive guy. We'll do all that. First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Yeah, get it on. Get it on. Just get it on. And welcome to CarCast, man. Carl's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, over there.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Sean's out in the parking lot. He's got the different drummer 510. Says he's going to fire it in about 12 minutes. Kept checking. Said, is that okay? I know you're going doing a podcast. I said, I'm doing a car cast.
Yeah, this is the one to do
so
it.
Fire it up, man.
In an hour and a half from now, maybe like, hey, turn it down back there. But yeah, want to be able to hear it a little bit.
Yeah. Love that car. One of my favorite cars. It's not painted in the Valvoline color scheme, but it's all the Valvoline colors, and that is just a good combination.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that. It's just red, white, and blue, but it's something about it does say Valvoline to me.
It's the right. It's
just
the,
maybe the shape hue, of the stripes and the
hue of the red and the hue of the blue, which work. It's interesting because red, white, and blue is a good scheme on a car, but the American flag red, white, and blue is like blue, navy blue, mm-hmm. and red, red. When you go a slightly lighter version of the blue and a lighter version of the red, you just ends up with a better overall product. But it's a cool piece, and we're going to Sean's going to fire it, and we're going to head to Velocity and get out there and ring it out a little bit. It should be a fast, fun B sedan 2.5 Trans Am run group over there. I've heard that I think they're going to have Morton's 510 BRE 46 car. Over there, the Horst Queck Alpha is going to be there, the orange one that he battled it out with Morton. And, you know, there was the big kerfuffle about extra fuel that he had. But that'll be a fun group. And I don't know if it's just nostalgia for me, but that B sedan, 2.5 Trans Am Group, I just love those little cars.
Yeah. And there's going to be a handful of them there. I think it'll be probably one of the more active groups that are up there because they don't normally get in, you know, there's not a run group for them at the Rolex Historics.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be kind of fun. And, you know, the Velocity Invitational, when we spoke to them, you could still get tickets at the door. So it's going to be this weekend as you're listening to this, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's going to be a little different. Like they kind of curated kind of an exhibit, kind of car show, in the paddock area along with the racing cars. They're curating some food for it. I think tickets were like $80 or $85, somewhere around that. Mm-hmm. But unlike Rolex, where they do run group, it looked like in between a lot of the racing sessions, they did some like exhibition session. Like they're bringing out Bugattis or like maybe the T50 Gordon Murray car or Koenigsegg or something. So there's kind of a little bit of that. What we don't get here for like Goodwood is the hill climb. You see all the vintage racing cars and the cool stuff, but then you see rare supercars or prototypes and stuff you've never even seen on the road or heard before. They're trying to mix that in throughout the day, so I think that'll be kind of cool to see and hear.
Yeah, I was talking to Mike August, who doesn't know anything about anything, but He's got a mind for commerce, and when he was walking around Goodwood 5 years ago, he was like, we need one of these in the United States.
Yeah.
And, that's how business works. They're not going to go on doing Goodwood forever before somebody notices and goes, what if we had a version of that over here? So that's seems like that's kind of a template for what we're trying to do.
The question was always like, where do you do it and how do you do it and who's got the finances to put the right team together to do it? And I think Laguna Seca and Monterey is a great venue for that. But I also read recently that there's like a car club and track being built in Arizona, and it's supposed to end up being – like the largest private track for a car club.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like a 2.1 mile, and then they're building in the future date like a larger like 2.5 or 2.7 mile track. And I don't know much about it, if it's elevation changes or if it's flat or if it's meant to be sort of novice and work your way up. But interesting that I don't know. It just seemed like we're getting so much. All we talk about on the CarCast shows is pushback from the government and California hates cars and everything's got to be electric. And here we've got a group of like-minded enthusiasts going, hey, let's build a track.
Yeah, well, good. I wish there was more of it. So we're getting that car ready. We got the tranny back in. Hopefully everything's sort of good to go. It doesn't really have any time on it, a very limited amount of track time on it. So, hopefully it'll be, ready to run when we roll out there this weekend. I was checking the forecast. I was worried initially that, could be raining out there, but
we got thunder this morning, like rolling thunder. Like,
yeah, they said, the weather report says no, like 10% chance of rain each day we're out there. And it'll be cool. It'll be nice. It'll also be interesting heading to town when the town isn't completely and utterly packed full of tourists and enthusiasts. I love walking down the hill from the Airbnb and going and checking out the auctions and whatnot, but it is kind of a clusterfuck down there.
It is
on a Friday night, and might be nice just to head downtown to town and sit down at a Mexican food place have dinner.
There's some cool pubs down there. There's a theater down there. We've walked past a few times. There's some great restaurants, and a lot of it's really kind of booked up.
Yeah,
right. So now we can kind of maybe pick something that we want to do. Is Sonny coming?
No, the bloom's off the rose. He's like, yeah, I get it. I've been down there a couple times. Well, he came down for the Trans Am race, I think.
Yeah.
Then he came down for the
Monterey.
Monterey. And he's like, yeah, I got my own friends.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Tired of watching Dad getting lapped.
Do you think there's going to be a time where he's going to make his friends go?
You know,
does he have any car guy friends?
The thing that's weird is he has one friend who's a peripheral kind of friend who seems to be kind of a car guy. Other than that, no one talks about it. Nobody says, hey, I hear you got a pretty cool bunch of cars in your garage. Could me and my dad like come by and kick some tires or something? It's a culture, and the culture is. Oh, I think he just fired it up.
Yeah.
I think the culture is dead amongst a certain group of people. I don't know who's picking up the mantle. I don't know if it's more of a, you know, inner city Fast and Furious group or something. Because I think. Maybe Armenians or something, or because the only people around here, and this is L.A., and, you know, I don't go down and hang out in South Central or Watts, but around here, the only people with the exhaust system and the shorter springs on their Acuras are Armos.
Well, you're in Glendale.
It's true, but there's enough white people in here, and I don't see them breathing on their Priuses. This is a cultural thing. And no, my son.
Well,
first
what are the,
off,
what
let,
are
me,
the
let me say this.
Think, right?
Let me say this. I told my son last night, when are you getting your license? He's like, I'm good. I don't need my license. I said, I need you to get your license because at some point I'm going to need you to make a run. You know, like I'm going to want to say, head over to the shop and get the truck and bring it over to Sean's house or some version of that.
Yeah.
Or we're going to go out to dinner and I'm going to have a martini and I'm going to go, you drive. You know, like I need you to do this.
Yeah.
Not about you. He's all up in his electric bike and that's about all he needs.
When I was 16, I was looking forward to going out to dinner. I'm like, hey, Dad, listen, you want some Chianti or something? Have at it. It's good. I'll get us home. I was eager to drive. I just wanted to drive.
But there's something wrong with everyone now. None of the kids are into the cars. Sonny doesn't even talk about – I mean, the kid is 16 and a half, doesn't want a car. And by the way, lest anyone think out there that there's any molding of kids, you know, I had dreams when I was a young parent, you know, like the biggest thing, the most important thing in my life was football, was Pop Warner football as a young person. And then later on it became cars and then it became building. And, you know, I had these kind of dreams of my young son on the gridiron out there, you know, lighting guys up from his free safety position. And then the weekend, he'd be in the garage with me turning wrenches. And then at some point, we do that Budweiser commercial where we're going to add a deck on together, you know. Not even close.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're not Dom Toretto and his dad?
Holding my Corona a little bit past the opening of my hand. No, talking about Familia. No, I think it's cultural, though. I don't think it's just me. These kids, you know, I noticed it back here many, many years ago. I've brought it up before, but God, it must have been 15 years ago. You know, Jimmy brought his young son, Kevin, over here.
By the way, that car sounded good. I don't know if you guys can hear it in the headphones, but.
Yeah. He just heard of showing Jimmy around or whatever. And Kevin just like literally was walking around as a 9-year-old and just had a go-kart out there. He just stepped over it and just like sort of kept walking. And I was like, oh, man, we're done.
We're far apart.
We're cooked. And Sonny doesn't talk about cars, doesn't talk about his car, doesn't talk about my car. None of his friends do. There is no wrenching. There's no building. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with, like, I could, you know, if you, the coolest thing you could have done for me, like, as a kid is shown me a set of rims for a car or a really cool Snap-on tool or something. Like, if you just gave me a Snap-on half-inch drive ratchet, I would have just stared at it like a, you know, native looking at fire, you know, just, oh, look at this. Oh, the action. Ooh, how it feels, you know. In my entire life, I've been that way. Nothing. Zero burger.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not a thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that – I mean, there's a lot of other distractions these days, but I'm not sure why automotive isn't necessarily resonating with this group. And, I was also saying, like, what do the parents drive in that neighborhood? Maybe everyone's just got, like, a Tesla or something electric
Everyone either drives something that's plug-in, electric – or they drive something that when you pop the hood, you're just looking at a giant plastic shield with the Mercedes emblem on it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't even know where to, you know, we're not pulling the plugs.
None of the parents, even when you're walking around the neighborhood. I know every time you walk through the neighborhood, there's the Fox body guy with the Mustang and Phil takes a dump on his lawn.
He's a little off, that guy.
That guy, yeah. Well, yeah.
He's got a teal Fox body that he likes to push around the neighborhood. Yeah.
But what do the other parents have? There's not
By the way, just so
dad?
You people know my neighborhood, the teal Fox body from the early 90s, mid-early 90s.
Yeah, early.
Just so you know, that guy is not a homeowner in the neighborhood. There are nobody's pushing around $7,000 cars in that neighborhood. He is the adult son of the elderly woman who lives in that house, and he lives at home.
Yeah.
So
sounds like a genius.
You do the math. But
that's going to be Sonny.
He's going to
be the adult living at home.
Minus the car. Yeah. So that's it. That's the culture.
Yeah.
No, not interested.
You're right. Like a lot of the higher end cars, the luxury cars, the sedans, the SUVs, a lot of those, they're kind of meant for... You know, you don't open the hood. You don't do anything. You know, you need new wiper blades. You let BMW put them on for you. Like, that's
wow,
it.
Mostly.
There's no hot rod dads. Nobody's got an old Corvette in the garage or something?
There's a couple of guys in the neighborhood. There's one guy who I just got to go knock on his door. He's got the garage with the vaulted roof. You know, it's got the pitch on it and a fake window up in the gable, and it looks like from the outside that it's just a kind of standard garage, but if you go inside, he has a hoist and there's no ceiling, so the hoist can go up. It's a sort of facade.
Yeah,
this looks like a traditional garage, and up top would be storage or something.
Right.
But there is no up top.
But if you walk up there and it's a sex dungeon, you're going to be like, sorry, my bad.
No, he's a Porsche guy. He's got a couple of Porsches up there. It's all new cars. There are a couple of Porsches, and once in a while you see a Ferrari or something like that. But it's all kind of newer stuff mixed in with a crazy old timer going down the street in some 50s or even 30s era old car once in a blue moon, but not
none of Sonny's friends. They're walking down the hall to Sonny's room. They don't poke into Mr. Carolla's office and see cars all over the walls and awards and go, hey, Mr. Carolla, you like, what is this? What is this? They don't even need to know if it's a Porsche or whatever. Like,
no, there's nothing. The closest I ever get to anything is, you know, some Natalia's friends, a couple guys, are like, oh, my dad saw you on Tucker. That's as close as I get to recognition.
Well, the kids are all kind of, like you said, they're turning 16 now. So what about the other kids when they roll up in their new 3 Series or something? Like, is there a little bit of, hey, I got a car?
Natalia has one friend that drives a Ford F-150 from, like, 2002.
Yeah, okay.
A chick. It's funny. And that's about it. There's no culture. There's no talk. There's no.
The kids are all riding bikes over to the house?
Like, no. Somebody drives. I don't know who.
Uber.
They borrow their Uber. They're not interested, which is insane because you got to picture us when we're 17 going insane, right?
I loved my bikes. I loved the BMX, but 16 came around, I was like, I'm never riding that goddamn thing again.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm getting in a car. And yeah, we hung out. My brother and I, friends of ours, we...
You guys built a Mustang?
Yeah, we tooled on a lot of cars, a lot of trial and error. We broke some shit, but, like, we were working on the weekends, bagging groceries and washing dogs and all that stuff when I was at the pet groomer. So we could buy a used nitrous kit and then maybe trade it for a used set of cylinder heads. And then, you know, my mom would come out and... I think my mom kind of liked that we were all kind of hanging out at home, even though she would never be able to park her car in the garage because we've got, you know, we've got an engine pulled out or the top end of an engine pulled out. There's parts everywhere.
Right.
You know, and she was just like, who wants a PB&J sandwich and some iced tea? And she's like, you know, that kind of thing. I think she just kind of liked that.
Yeah. It what I'm basically saying is, there is no nature. There's no nurture. There's no nothing. My dad is not interested in cars to the point where he doesn't. I mean, it's never been discussed. He's never owned. My dad has never owned. You know, my dad's 91. He has never owned a second car or a car that you could remotely be confused with an enthusiast, you know, type car. Like he's never.
Well, you leased him a Jag or something, and I don't even know if he ever drove it. But I know he didn't drive it to your house. Like the one time,
well, he wanted to send a message.
Yeah, like the one time he should drive it would be to the house of the guy who leased the car for me to go. By the way, I appreciate this every day.
Not a good. My dad's not a good businessman.
But instead, he rolls up in whatever hunk of shit he was driving at the time.
RAV4. Oh, no, wait a minute. The Honda.
Was it the CRV?
Yeah, CRV.
And not a new one, by the way.
Front wheel drive.
Yeah.
Stepmom's cloth interior, big opening where the pumpkin should have been for the rear wheel, for the all wheel drive.
I was even at the house. I walked by and I was like, I was like, whose car is this? You're like, my dad's. I was like, I thought you leased him a Jag. And then.
It's literally
37 minutes later we figured out what happened. It was just
it's literally a beige on beige cloth interior front wheel drive four banger that my dad he never admitted it, but it's really that car gets 7 miles a gallon better than my dad, and my dad's cheap, so he thought, well, I'll just drive my he's not a good business person.
Yeah.
He's putting mileage on the car they own and not putting mileage on the car that's leased, that's well under its mileage and needs to be turned in a month.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of businessman he was. But also, he was also negotiating for another leased luxury car.
Yeah, at some point he was.
And I just told him no.
Told him no. But he did sucker you into a trumpet.
He did.
Or it was like the wrong trumpet or something. I don't remember.
He suckered me into a $1,500 trumpet and then told me it wasn't good enough. And then suckered me into a $3,000 trumpet, which he can't play very well.
Yeah.
It's too much trumpet for him.
It's too much trumpet. I didn't know that was a thing. Too much trumpet.
Yeah. Let me tell you about instruments. Chris knows better.
Chris, can you play too much guitar? It's like
Chris knows better than me, but let's put it to you this way. I could make use of a mountain bike. You could make use of a mountain bike. I like a mountain bike. I would be happy with a $700 mountain bike that had like a disc brake and a mono shock on it.
Yeah.
But once you get to like 28 grand for a mountain bike, you're wasting your money on me. It's too much mountain bike for me.
Yeah.
I'm not good enough on a mountain bike or whatever my riding requirements. They do not demand a full titanium mountain bike made by Porsche. I could head over to Costco, get whatever the top of the line mountain bike they had for $789, and that would be more than enough.
Yeah.
And I feel that way with my dad and his $1,500 trumpet. That is enough trumpet for you. $3,000 is too much trumpet for you. It doesn't make sense after a certain point. I mean, Chris, does that seem astute?
Yes, but I've actually asked trumpet players about it, and they said, yeah, that the first one you got would have been sufficient.
But... And it's, but on the mountain bike and like, you know, the Porsche GT3, that's more car. You'll never push it to the limit. But so you're saying he's not a good enough trumpet player to really make use, push it to the limit, right?
Right.
So I guess that would apply to, like, I don't know, a drum set or a guitar as well. You can, you know, like, you could play a really good guitar. And I'm not saying legacy or story or whatever, right?
Right.
I'm not saying you're playing Eddie Van Halen's guitar. But you see, I don't know, $1,500 guitar, and then you see the one in the gold case with lights on it at Guitar Center, and you go, someday, but not today.
Yeah, you can only take it so far with your skill set. And yeah, it's just, at that point, it's just money.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's symbolic.
Yeah.
It's symbolic, yeah.
What it is. Like, my son owes me a better trumpet for that car he never leaves me. But yeah. And then it just, whenever I visit him, it just sits there and mocks me.
Should have leased the trumpet.
He has it set right next to him in his chair.
You should lease the trumpet. The trumpet doesn't have enough hours on it. It's going back in a month.
He owes you a song per visit, minimum.
He's 91. Like, he just, he doesn't have enough wind to really blow that thing. One day I'm really going to take a deep dive into my dad and his trumpet and exactly what that is or what it was. But it is basically like, here's the thing. I'm yelling about this on my show, I think, which is, I have things that I like very much, like race cars, but I know my dad has little to no interest. I mean, just less than no interest in it. Now, one could say, well, maybe he could step up his interest because you were interested in it, but that's not how my family rolls.
Right.
Either they're interested in it or they're not, and he is not. And so there's this thing that I visited him 4 days ago. I'm getting amped up about going to the Velocity race. When my dad says, what's new? I don't say, good news, the different drummer car is fueled up and ready to go to Laguna Seca, because he doesn't know what any of that is.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have a conversation about it, because he's just going to look at me and nod, and then we'll move on to another subject, possibly trumpets. I'm aware of this, so I don't talk to him about it. And I'm aware, I was discouraged, not verbally, but emotionally, from anyone in my family. I don't talk to my sister about cars. I don't talk to my mom about cars. I don't talk to my dad about cars. Nobody likes cars. And they don't, by the way, I might as well just speak Chinese. I don't even know what you could say BBS rim with a Hoosier slick on. They would just look at you cross-eyed. Like, they don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
They don't know what a Z car is, or like a turbocharger or 935. Like, they don't know anything. They don't know where Laguna Seca is. They don't know Rolex Historics. I don't bring it up because they don't know anything. But my dad will just sit there and talk to me about his trumpet all day. And I'm like, Dad, this is a two-way street.
Yeah.
I have no, I don't play the trumpet. I don't care for trumpets. So you should honor our unspoken tacit agreement, which is, I will not bring up cars. You talk about something other than the trumpet.
Right. Or we keep it to, 3 minutes each. So you both could tune out for 3 minutes each and let the other guy kind of feel good about
you. You could not talk to my dad or my mom about cars, because it'd be like talking to a blind person about the color orange. They just go, you'd be going, can you picture it? And they'd go, no, I don't even know. There is no conversation because there's nothing they know and nobody's less interested. But the point is my dad is less interested. Look, I'll give you this. I won't say he's the least interested person in cars in the world. I would say it would be a tie between him and any other American who had no thoughts about cars and didn't care.
Yeah.
I won't say that my dad is going to, hoist a trophy above his head as the least interested. He'd be tied with my mom as people who are the least interested in cars. Then there's me. I'm the most interested. And then you go to Sonny. Sonny is the least interested. So how do you figure this?
Yeah.
Who's in charge here? How does this work?
And not even a little bit of an engagement at all. That's the thing. Just not even a little bit of an engagement. I was going to a sushi place once and ran into Wesley Snipes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because he was dressed like Gilligan.
Hmm.
And he was kind of waiting for like food to go. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan. I like the Wesley Snipes movies. I like stuff. So I went up to him, and just for fun, I pulled out the old school. I was like, hey, nice to meet you. Big fan. It's like, loved you as Slick in Miami Vice. Mm. It was like his first acting role. And he was like, oh, you're going way back. And I go, yeah. And he's like, oh, that was kind of fun. And then we chatted for a few minutes, and he was like, you know, what are you into? What are you doing? And we mentioned some car stuff. And he said, I don't know anything about cars, but I appreciate them as art.
Yes.
And I was like, that's a great answer, right?
Right.
It's just a great answer for him to be like, we could talk for a minute about cars.
No,
but just don't get into BBS wheels at Laguna Seca.
I totally agree. And it's sad that most people aren't wired that way. They just go, I'm not a car guy. But
he gave a charming answer. He's like,
yes,
we can do 3 minutes on cars.
But go
now.
Appreciate
yeah.
them. I'm not, I don't know how to play a Steinway, but if you show me a Steinway grand piano, I will appreciate it.
Yeah, the difference between cars and a Steinway is a lot of people have never seen one in their life, and people see cars every day.
True.
Right? So they're there.
Well,
right?
Speaking of cars and every day, Gordon Murray, you were telling me off the air about this.
So, you know, Gordon Murray has always been pretty quiet. And with the new company GMA, Gordon Murray Automotive, he's been doing some press. We got to chat with him at the Quail.
Mm-hmm.
And a YouTube show called The Late Break Show went to go and visit. They went to GMA, and he's been building out his car collection at like the underground garage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's videos of that where you can tour the collection. The guy walks through. It's really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some old cars, some new cars, just his wish list of cars.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ones they focused on was this Ford Escort MK1. And he hired a shop.
Like 72 or something?
Yeah, I think so. It's very much like your Escort, your
mm-hmm.
race car.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loved the twin cam engine. He was just like, it's all about the kind of the twin cam, and that's what got me into these cars. And it, you know, it's small and it's lightweight, but he talked about his love for the Cortina, and I think he's got a Cortina race car that he wants to get out there and race some more. And he talked about how, you know, that car's 100 horsepower-ish, leaf spring, you know, handles poorly, fun, but just a handful. And he's like, well, how do we make a street car Escort that would be kind of fun? So he gets into this car, and he has a shop basically build it. He's like, I want it to look bone stock. Do not hot rod the body. Do not hot rod the wheels. But let's get into this thing. So it's carbon fiber hood, carbon fiber trunk lid. Everything else is pretty much stock. They did a custom interior but made it very kind of retro style. And he had Cosworth make him a twin cam four cylinder racing
mm-hmm.
engine
mm-hmm.
that's now, he said, about 240 to 250 horsepower. It's an mm-hmm. 8,000 RPM. First, you got to hear it. It's fantastic. He uses a Mazda six-speed MX-5 six-speed transmission.
Hmm.
They put an independent rear suspension in it, and he's really talked about getting the roll center low. On the leaf spring car, the roll center is so high it oversteers. He goes, this allowed them to really get the roll center low.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a McPherson strut front suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and it just works. And it's got air conditioning. He's like, I drive this thing all the time. And maybe you can find a clip of, he'll talk a little bit about it. Maybe you can even just hear him get on it.
As long as you don't go under 2.
Under 2,000 RPM, he's talking about.
That behaves itself.
Yeah. What sort of, I mean, when you've been using it for commuting and stuff, what sort of a reaction does it get? I mean,
No reaction.
That doesn't mean they don't notice you.
This is an amazing motor car. Not this particular one, but the Mark 1 Escort is an amazing motor car because so many people have stopped me and said, oh, that was my first car, or that was my dad's first car.
Yeah.
Or I had one of those, or, you know.
No back seat, right?
He had it removed because he's really tall. Sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh.
And he wanted to move the seat back. You'll find a piece of him, like, you'll see his foot slap on the gas, and he's like above two, and he goes, once you just jam it down.
I'd like to see the engine, Chris.
Yeah, there's a shot of the engine somewhere, and there's a shot of the rear end. There you go.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I mean, this is a really, really nice build.
I don't know where you're at with this. I know where Gordon Murray and Jay Leno are at. I appreciate the shit out of the sleeper car with the whole suspension's been redone and the engine's redone and everything. And then there's a lot of pride when people go. And then sometimes what people will do is they'll repop the rims. They'll be, instead of 14-inch rims, they'll be 16-inch rims, and then they'll split them, but they'll put the old-school hubcap on it and give it a stock look or whatever.
Yeah, you fit a bigger brake in it and stuff.
Yeah. I think, it's sort of Leno did that thing with the Torino. Was it the Grand Torino?
Yeah, and then he did Buick.
Probably done a few of those.
Yeah.
My point is I'm a little more the Singer route guy. Like, there's that thing where you go, I pull up to the filling station and people just walk right past me and they don't even know what's under the hood and they don't know what the rear suspension is independent and we got McPherson fronts and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I kind of like them to know.
Yeah.
Like, I would like them to stop and go, Jesus Christ, I didn't know Ford Escort could look that good.
Right. Right. This is,
I mean, this is bitching to him, and it's bitching to us, and I do not want to denigrate it in any way, shape, or form. I'm saying I prefer the the Singer road, which is, you know what it is, but it's also been, you can see what's been modified.
Right. Instead of just going with stock mirrors and door hinges and all of this stuff, you go, well, how can I make it a
door
little
handles,
better?
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this one had like exterior kind of hinges.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, I stand corrected.
But you're right. Just looking at everything from door handles and badging and latches and hood lifts.
Bumpers.
And actually, the bumpers on that are made to look exactly stock. They're handmade stainless steel. And then chromed. But all he really made them look stock.
But it's all my point, which is the guy at the gas station,
it's not going to know the difference.
No.
Nobody knows the difference. This guy didn't know the difference. And Gordon Murray's like, oh, those are handmade. And then, by the way, made of completely stock hood and a completely stock trunk lid, but they redid it in carbon fiber. And it's completely painted top and bottom.
Yeah, right? I will also say this. If anyone who's done this to this car, you would immediately go, that motherfucker's into cars. This is not the guy who got the rims for his Denali.
Yeah. I think the fascinating thing about this, very interesting thing about this video is you talk with Gordon Murray, and as much as he is into design, he is an aficionado of engineering. He's so into the mechanics of suspension and aerodynamics and just all of that stuff. And he had thoughts about this car, but it was the shop that built it that really went to him with a lot of things. And he credited them 100 times in this video, going, it was their idea to do the independent rear. It was their idea to bring the roll center down. It was their idea to stiffen this thing up to make it work with the horsepower. He said he really only kind of had two thoughts on the car. One was he did want it to look stock. He didn't want a hot rod body of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had such a long, wonderful relationship with Cosworth that he really wanted to do something with Cosworth. So they came to him with, more than double the horsepower. He's about 240, 250 horsepower.
We're going to enter this in the B sedan race.
And again, driving this car again, he's like, I got to get like into my Cortina, like race that again. Not
a
hot rod version.
I bet he's got a gay son who doesn't give a shit about cars.
Probably.
Do you have the engine spooling up here, Chris?
Throttle 3,000 revs.
and full throttle.
Right, okay. How does it pull? Yeah. You're going to do some track stuff in it, do you think?
I'm going to take it to the track and see, but I know I'm going. I know it's going to be tempting to stiffen it up, but I don't want to. So I'm almost loath to take it to the track. Whereas the old Fisigato I've got, that's a bit stiffer.
Yeah.
And a lower centre of gravity, and that's on the track's fantastic.
Is it?
And it's still comfortable enough for the road.
Yeah. I get the impression.
I wonder where in England he is.
I'm sure you can find it wherever Gordon Murray Automotive is, wherever GMA is.
So when's the T50 dropping?
So they've done a few prototypes, and like we saw it in Monterey, I don't think any of the cars have been delivered yet. Maybe pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Canepa is the U.S. distributor for that car. And I'm sure they're all sold. Whatever he's going to bring to the U.S. are sold.
Well, hopefully we'll see Bruce up at the Velocity
thing.
And maybe we'll see Bruce Myers. I don't know. We'll see both the Bruces. All right. San Diego Mic Drop, October 28th and 29th. Mic Drop Comedy, doing live pods there and stand-up there as well. And then there's Las Vegas, Wise Guys, November 2nd, St. Louis, November 11th, 12th. You just go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Motorator?
You know, this weekend up at Velocity, I'll post some pictures and let you guys know what that looks like. So just follow me at Motorator on social media.
And come say hi. So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare, the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Carolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies like Compadres and the Spy Kids trilogy, or your favorite stars like Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.